Welcome back to the Nerdment Podcast. My name is Hayden. I'm here as per usual with
Aaron
and
Victoria.
And we are here to talk about some Star Wars.
Before we get into that, there's big news that came out to us today. Or we got it. It was revealed to us by YouTube.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
No, I did not.
I sent it to you and everything.
I know.
Did you even see what it was called?
I know it was about Obi-Wan.
It's the trailer.
It's the trailer for his series. This is big news.
What's wrong with you?
You literally sent it to me like right before Aaron was like on his way to come get me.
I did not. No, I did not.
You did.
Either way.
I'll show you the timestamp.
Okay.
Either way, Obi-Wan Kenobi's teaser trailer just came out.
I sent it to you at 1:06 this afternoon.
Oh, so then I ignored you until Aaron was about to come. Sorry.
See what I have to deal with? This is what I live with. This.
You chose me.
Mess of a human.
So we can't even talk about it then because she hasn't even seen it.
No, you can talk about it. I can still watch it after.
I'm still talking about it for the fans.
Yeah.
It includes not only Obi-Wan, and I'm pretty sure that opening line is going to be directed at Qui-Gon. Like Qui-Gon's ghost.
You think?
Like, the fighting's over, we lost. I'm getting the feeling that was... I'm manifesting that
was talking Qui-Gon. It could have been talking to Yoda.
I know, but I think it would be more likely with Qui-Gon.
I think Obi-Wan's having some, like, you know, deep...
He's...
Journal is, issues, you know?
He's, this is deeply traumatized,
Obi-Wan. Yeah, he's got a lot going on.
Now, about them Inquisitors, though.
Who the Inquisitors? They're all the Obi-Wan fuck up some Inquisitors, dude.
He can't technically kill them.
Did you throw your head against
the wall? I did
because these are the Inquisitors from Rebels, the Grand Inquisitor, the seventh and fourth Inquisitor, the seventh sister and the fourth brother are also in there. They're all in Rebels and stuff, so he can't technically kill them because they need to get messed up by Jaine and Karriss. Kanan Jarrus, Ahsoka Tano, and Darth Maul. But he's full. That one Inquisitor seems to be more dope than all of them. The new one.
The main Inquisitor that had the most screen time? That you're talking about?
I guess Obi-Wan does get to kill her.
Dope. Mm-hmm. I'll look forward to that.
I don't think he would call it a get to.
And the fights with Anakin / Darth Vader.
Yes, because there are reports of a Obi-Wan Darth Vader rematch.
Twice.
It starts May 25th, right?
Yes, it does.
On the anniversary of A New Hope releasing.
Don't sing. It's bad.
It was great, though. The teaser trailer was great. I saw the stills came out this morning.
Yeah.
Like, and he's on the cover of Variety magazine.
I was afraid it was just going to be the stills, which, I mean, the stills isn't the most...
The stills were dope.
They really got to see how good the Inquisitor armor looked.
They made a good job out of making him look old as hell.
Yeah, and, like, on a desert planet for
a long time. Like, you can see that he's, like, aging quite a bit.
Yes. Because he does age quite a bit. He looks much older than... He died at like 56 something like that. And he looks he's in his 70s.
It's not quite like Magneto level.
Yeah.
It's just like in the 70s. He looks like he's in his 40s in the like 80s. No, and then
In the last one, which was Dark Phoenix, that was in the 80s.
That was in the 90s, wasn't it?
Okay, so it was in the 90s. And then
X-Men 1 was in the early
2000s, no, late 90s.
Late 90s.
Yeah. He aged like 50 years in the 90s. So what happened, Magneto?
It was a really, really harsh decade.
What happened to you, man?
I mean, you know.
Life comes at you fast when you're a war criminal.
It's more realistic with Professor X because Patrick Stewart ages like 5'1".
Patrick Stewart didn't look that old.
He's in his 90s now. Looks like he's in his 60s.
Yeah, but
he's
what's
in his
name?
90s?
He's not in his 90s.
He's like 90 now.
He's in his 80s.
I could have sworn me.
When he's we not were watching, William Shatner.
When we were watching. I might be thinking of William Shatner.
Yeah. William Shatner was when we were watching Picard. He is in Picard.
He's 81. Never mind.
Yeah,
he still looks Patrick in his like 60s.
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah,
is
he doesn't
in Picard.
Look bad for 80s though.
Yeah, he looks really young for 80.
Well, William Shatner is legitimately like 93 or 94, and he looks like he's in his 60s, maybe.
Yeah.
You know who William Shatner is?
I've heard of him, but I don't. The original like, I can't Captain Kirk.
Yeah, if I, I'm gonna show you a picture. You probably know who he is.
Is it the bald head?
No, no. that's Patrick Stewart.
He still has a full head of hair.
This is him.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that like sense. A semi-recent picture. He's 90.
He's 90?
He's 90. Yeah.
He does not look 90.
No, he doesn't. He was in Psych.
Yeah, he was.
He's Juliet's adopted, or stepdad, yeah. Right? No, actual birth dad. There. Yeah, he's Juliet's actual dad.
Yeah.
That's cool. He's a criminal.
Okay. A con man.
All right, but anyway, Star Wars.
Yes, back to Star Wars. Other news, we are less than a month away from Lego Star Wars getting released.
Yeah, that's big news for Aaron. Aaron's been looking forward to this for a long time.
I've been looking forward to that since summer of 2019 when they first announced it. And I'm so happy that it's finally coming out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, in 2 weeks, we get both Halo and Moon Knight.
That's true. Moon Knight starts soon. It's also, the day we're recording this is also Oscar Isaac's birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, man.
Yeah.
You know, how old is he? Because he's older than you would think he would.
Yeah. Because he also ages like 5'1".
Yeah.
It's what they put in the water. I just said his name.
Okay, yeah.
But I feel like I'm excited more than anybody else in this room for the Halo TV show.
Yeah, you are.
Out of all of us, yeah, I would say so.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
He's 43.
Oh.
I'm excited for it, but like, I'm more excited about all the Star Wars content coming out soon and Moon Knight.
Yeah, there's a lot of Star Wars content.
I will say I am excited for Moon Knight because I don't know a lot about Moon Knight's backstory.
You could have just asked.
Yeah, Hayden.
Yeah, Hayden I know.
Loves Moon Knight.
I know.
You're really that curious. Yeah, I'm a big, huge fan of Moon Knight.
I know.
But she got me a dope Moon Knight t-shirt for Christmas.
Yeah.
I did.
His comics are always like, it's a mixture between like very dark and very surreal. Mm. At least like the runs that I've seen. It's quite.
I mean, I have some sitting right over there in that box next to you.
Yeah, it's the ones I've read.
Yeah, the newer ones. Like his brand new series. Love me some Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but again, that's not Star Wars.
No, it's not. We need to get back on the Star Wars track.
Yeah, I mean, well, I have one non-Star Wars thing.
What?
We've talked about this. I told you guys yesterday when this happened. But we're going to have some guests on, finally.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're podcasters that do that as about the same level that we do. So,
yeah. So we're going to have some special guests coming on.
Yeah.
Are they stealing my job?
No.
Okay,
it'll be like a special one-off thing. Well, they're gonna bring their favorite character, and then we're gonna fight their character, basically.
Oh, so like, I still like, have to decide?
Yeah, but it'll be more lighthearted and not as serious. About
yeah, no, like, we're not gonna put pressure on you. Anything.
If they were to bring like Batman or whatever, we've already been over Batman. He's already lost out of our tournament last season. Spoiler alert. But we could just do like a one-off thing where, you know, obviously I would pick Black Panther.
Like, yeah, who we would like to see Batman fight.
What would make a good fight?
Yeah,
with Batman
instead of
Aang
just, like, showing
from
up
Avatar.
Aang from Avatar.
That would be
okay.
A good fight.
It would yeah. Be. Why not?
Aang from Avatar.
I was gonna say Shazam, but I mean, I guess that's just Superman.
But he's the problem. If you chose someone in DC, he's beaten everybody in DC.
Oh, okay.
Black Panther is the obvious choice.
Yes, he is.
Someone out of DC.
You could also choose Swamp Thing.
True.
We should go ahead and get through the episode there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the main reason
we have
are
a full
here.
Thing here.
Yeah.
But one more thing before we get to
Darth Vader.
I think
Darth Vader could be Batman.
That's a constantly talked about fight. Anyway.
He uses the Force.
Batman has electro batarangs.
The Force.
This is not why
we talked about Fennec Shand last week.
Yes.
I forgot about this one feat that I wanted to talk about. Do I think it would help her in a fight against Qui-Gon?
Did she win?
No.
Okay.
Do I think it would help her against a fight against Qui-Gon? No, I don't see this scenario happening.
Very specific then.
During the scene where she killed the higher ups of the Pikes at the end of Book of Boba Fett. Spoilers for the Book of Boba Fett.
It's too late. We said it last week.
I forgot she killed like the three heads of the families and the Pike guards, and then it ended with the Pike like leader. But she also killed the mayor and Ithorian by choking him to death with the cord. I forgot about
this. She lifted him up.
Right? Yeah. She hung him.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And I remember choked that. Him.
I forgot to mention this, but Ithorians have four throats. And Shaak Ti specifically said that they're very hard to kill. It would be very, very hard to force choke and kill an Ithorian. Anakin Skywalker has done it once. Whenever
it's just because it's angry. Anakin Skywalker, dude.
He was also angry. He choked one. He didn't kill.
He was Vader then.
No, it was Anakin. He didn't kill them either.
That's not the Jedi way.
He didn't care. That was during the whole thing when he thought Obi-Wan was dead. But Fennec Shand murdered an Ithorian with four throats. That is impressive to me. That is massively impressive to me.
I could see it being impressive.
Too bad she's out of the tournament, though, right?
You don't have to be rude.
Anyway, let's go on to the ones where Hayden's going to lose today.
Okay, I would like to point out and preface this. I have two very popular movie characters that Victoria has seen all of their given television and like big screen appearances. So I will not be talking a lot on those because she has a pretty well versed knowledge in those characters.
I have characters that have a lot of baggage with them.
I mean, we shall see, because you know what happens when you assume things.
Yeah.
Finn? From the newest three Star Wars movies? The black guy?
Finn.
Yeah, John Boyega?
Yeah.
I have him today.
Okay, just don't make an arse out of yourself.
You're not British. You can't just keep saying that.
Yes, I can.
So, anyway.
He is British. John Boyega is British, though. Yes.
Should we start with the movie characters? Or should we save one for last? Whichever one. Marco Ragnos versus Finn should be pretty quick.
Okay, let's do that one.
Hayden, you're the lower seat.
Okay. I have Finnis, our parents' dog. Played by John Boyega. He is a former storm. This is just a reminder to everybody. He was a stormtrooper, and as we found out in Rise of Skywalker, he was not the only one to desert. All right, he was conscripted as a child, as we found out also.
Well, they talked about that in Force Awakens too.
Yes, we also found that out watching the movie, did we not?
Who found that out in Force Awakens,
though? Which is a movie, isn't it?
Whatever.
It is. It is a movie. I'm not wrong.
You made it seem like you were talking about Rise of Skywalker.
Became an elite, basically special forces soldier, if not like the special forces soldier for the Resistance,
and eventually general.
It was him, Chewie, and Poe.
General.
Yeah, and then became generals. And if you're partnering it up with Chewbacca, then you better be pretty fucking good, because Chewie don't play.
Chewie's been playing with the big dogs for like 200 Yoda. Years now. Yoda. With Yoda and Tarful, yeah.
Yeah. Yoda and Tarful. That's Chewie's, like, basic stuff, dude.
And then survived Han everything Solo. That happened in Kajik.
Yeah. He was a slave. We're not talking about Chewbacca. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But if you're partnering with Chewbacca, you better be fucking dope. Yeah. Okay. Let's just say that. That's and Finn true. Was a regular partner of Chewbacca. He was able to fight a younger Kylo with a lightsaber, having picked it up for the very first time. And I know it's a very brief... What?
Second time.
Yeah, but he didn't...
He used it briefly at the Battle of Takodana.
Okay, fine. Second time. But he picked it up, right?
Yeah.
And he went like that. And I know we barely see it. It's just in the background, pretty much. But it was not just like a two-strike fight. So, second time using a lightsaber. First time fighting somebody else with a lightsaber. Did all right for what you would expect. Also didn't have also force powers at that
time. It's also notable during that time that Kylo was kind of downplaying himself. He was underestimated both Finn and Rey, and was using pretty basic attacks on them.
Anyways.
Okay.
He was able to awaken the force powers within him without training or knowledge of the force, really. He just sort of naturally did it and followed his senses and knew how to recognize when the force was telling him something. And was able to follow that. When he was enlisted with the Stormtroopers, he was considered officer material. And obviously later on became a general, as we've already mentioned, for the Resistance. He helped Rey return from the dead after she fell, which I didn't know.
Oh.
He reached out when she died. He reached out in the Force. I
didn't know that either.
Just like kind of like innate.
Yeah, and helped her to come back, along with, obviously,
Ben.
And I know we haven't seen it on screen, but doubtless to say later on he will become a Jedi.
Yes. I hope we do get to see that.
I hope so, too. Dope. I hope so, too.
No, same.
There are rumors.
Yes.
And obviously he will be the Mace Windu to Rey's Yoda.
Basically second in command.
Yeah. And remember that when there was like that whole thing going on that people thought that he was Mace Windu's child?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird how that happens, right? Because remember they thought Rey was Obi-Wan's kid because she had a British accent.
Even though all...
let's be honest. That's why anybody thinks Mace Windu is his dad, because he's black.
Yes. They also talked about Lando for him, too. Yeah. There's also talks, and it's been...
Hey, I mean, which one of those two would be more likely to have illegitimate children?
It's not the celibate one.
It would be Lando.
Yeah.
But that
the one that just there's also been, like, him. It was... One of the screenwriters hinted that they were... The ending with Lando and Janna was supposed to be that she was his daughter.
I kind of got that vibe.
Yeah, it was meant to be ambiguous, though.
Victoria? Did you get that at the end of the Rise of Skywalker with that former stormtrooper and Lando?
After the battle? That was like supposed to be his daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt that vibe, too.
They left it kind of ambiguous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On purpose. But yeah, they kind of wanted that to be like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, by the way, the British accent is just a Coruscant accent. It's like a
mid-inner. Also, she's not even from there.
She's got the accent. You know who
else has a similar-ish accent?
Palpatine.
And,
I mean, her dad was a clone.
Good old Palpy.
Yeah,
her dad.
Anyway.
Aaron, you have another dude. Victoria, this is one of those things where, like, if you think he's done enough, then make him stop.
Okay.
All right. Marco Ragnos. A Sith.
Wait. Oh, I was about to say you were gonna tell me. Aaron told me before we started that I would be disappointed and saddened by about my chances once you told me who the species was.
It's a Sith human hybrid. Yeah.
What? What is that?
The original
species.
The Sith species are a very, very.
We've already had one.
Powerful species, like very durable, physicality wise, mm-hmm. very powerful species. And they're also very naturally powerful in the dark side.
Oh. We already had one, but he lost.
He was the Dark Lord of the Sith, with blood tied to the original Dark Jedi. He fought Darth Simus to inherit the Dark Lord of the Sith title and beheaded him. He ruled for around 100 years.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Hold on. I have Endedu later on.
Yeah.
Is he related to, or like around the same time as Endedu?
I think maybe Endedu was brought up. Because there were a lot of Sith that brought up in here.
The problem is that Endedu was actually before the title Darth.
Okay.
So that's why his name is just Endedu instead of Darth Endedu.
Okay. He ruled for around 100 years, seeing the training of Sith, including the most powerful Darth Vishit, which is in the next episode. His death was seen as the end of a golden age for the Sith. His death on Korriban also created one of the most powerful dark side nexus in the galaxy. Okay. And it was, if you were on Korriban, you couldn't go there or else you'd die. Jeez. Yeah.
Has he done enough yet?
I'll let him go a little bit longer.
After his death, Nagas Ado beat... Krish, I can't even. My pen was iffy. Okay, whatever.
Anyway. Can't even read his own handwriting.
Either way, Ragnos. They started like poking at each other, pushing, daring each other to go first, and then Ragnos showed up as a Force Ghost and like kill each other already. And then and then Nagas Ado killed the other guy.
Do it.
His ghost stayed around on Korriban until eventually Exar Kun from like 100 years after. A New Hope. showed up, and Exar Kun was crowned by Marco Ragnos. That's Dark
Lord. Why does Marco Ragnos sound like a Greek or a Roman emperor?
Because it's kind of based off of Marcus
Aurelius.
Ragnos is more of what is the famous Viking?
Ragnar. Ragno Lothbrok?
Ragnar.
Ragnar Lothbrok.
It's a mixture of like Marcus and Ragnar.
Interesting.
Has he done enough?
Yeah, I'll
say one more thing.
This is dumb.
He is the most powerful Sith of the Old
Republic. Fuck you.
That includes Malgus.
No way. No way.
There's way to end it there.
Bullshit. Maybe, hopefully, we'll find this out later. But fuck you for having this guy so damn low on this freaking thing.
We didn't. Neither of us knew about him, Aiden.
Holy shit, Aaron. This guy has to fight one of those, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 seeds. You realize that, right?
This is going to be great next round, then.
Fuck.
So the next one, let's go ahead and go to Endedu, Hayden.
Okay,
get in there,
Endedu. All right, so I have a also very powerful one Sith. Also, this guy was human. He wasn't a
wait. Pause.
Yeah,
I feel like we should take a moment of silence for Fenn.
I agree. Moment of silence, everybody.
I think Fenn's still alive.
I said a moment of silence, sir.
Fenn's very good
at the situation.
Respect the man.
All right, that's enough. So, Endedu. I have another Sith guy. Except this guy is not actually the breed of Sith. He's a human. Human Dark Lord of the Sith. This is his title. Okay, get ready for his title. Who is this guy fighting?
Sabine Wren. Sabine Wren.
Who is Sabine Wren?
One of the rebels' one of the main characters in Rebels.
New lightsaber thing.
She has the dark saber for a bit.
So no, not really.
Well,
is she like a Mandalorian then?
Yeah, she's Mandalorian.
All right, so she's gonna fucking die.
Okay. No, she's not.
No.
His title, Endedu's title, Immortal God King of Prakith.
He's immortal. Died, didn't he?
He's immortal.
Did he?
Yes.
He's
immortal because one of his greatest dark side powers was the power of illusion casting. So his body is dead, but his illusion that he casts, which looks almost identical, it looks like a Star Wars version of like Ghost Rider or the guy from the first Suicide Squad. What is that guy's name? The Hispanic guy that could light himself like control fire and stuff.
Oh yeah, what was his name? I forget what his name is, but he had a whole bunch of tattoos, right?
Yeah. But you know was when it... he like you know when he became like the giant
like the fire
monster thing.
Yeah,
that's what this guy looks like.
Oh, that's fun.
So yes, his physical body is dead, but he transfers his essence to things,
okay,
including the gem that was in his lightsaber. Which is his lightsaber is a scepter.
Can this illusion do any harm?
Yes. Yes, it can.
Because it sounds like it's not even a ghost.
Well, since his physical body is dead, but his like essence is transferred, his essence is what creates the thing again. So it's physical. It's not like it's just like a thing that's just lasting out long after he's actually dead. Mm. It's not like a carbon copy version of his ghost thing.
Hmm.
It's like an actual physical
version. No, but can he act on the physical world?
Yes.
Because okay. It sounds like he's not a ghost.
Well, his essence is transferred.
Yeah, but you're not using...
You remember the guy...
Specifically not using the name Force Ghost.
No, he's not a Force Ghost. This was
an illusion.
He was the first Sith that was trying to figure out how to be immortal. All right. You know how the Sith, they're like obsessed with that.
Yeah.
He was the first one that tried to become immortal. And his way of doing so was transferring his soul from item to item. And that soul still has the force power to make one of those thingies.
There. It sounds like he's not in a situation to win.
How?
Because if your power is just like, my soul can go into this object.
No, his soul can go into this object. That's just part of the power.
So it sounds like he can just...
power for this fight would be him creating this giant fire monster. With a lightsaber.
As an illusion.
But it's physical, my guy. said that in the Wikipedia, that it was physical.
But your big thing here is that he puts his essence in an object.
He could also control his dead body after he was dead.
Ooh, that's weird.
His little fire monster guy is physical and can interact with the physical environment.
So he could like set people on fire and stuff?
Or just kill them with a lightsaber.
Oh, okay. I thought it would be cooler to set them
on fire. This is Star Wars, dude.
But what you're talking about here is that basically this guy is still tied. I died. I have to put my soul in this physical object. And I can control my body.
He's like Voldemort.
Okay.
Don't talk about him.
Well, I have a...
I don't give a fuck. His name was Mark.
Hayden, is that all you have for him?
That he was an extremely powerful Sith from the ancient time before Darth was even a title, and but can transfer his essence into objects, including a crystal that was in his lightsaber.
But much like Voldemort.
And then he can do more than Voldemort.
He has to put his soul into an object.
His soul is already in the object. And then his soul and his dead body are controlled by that. And then he can make into like Fire Ghost Rider Lightsaber Man.
So, that my question is... what if there's no object? Because Sabine Wren... What
the fuck are you talking about if there's no object? What is he talking about?
I don't know. He's going to say it. Wren.
Do we live in the physical world? In the physical universe? Is there a rock around?
Sabine Wren is the foremost explosives expert in the Rebel Alliance.
Yeah, Aaron, what is the first law of the conservation of matter?
Hayden, what happens if you blow up a Horcrux?
It's released. The thing on the inside is dead. But if you're this guy, his soul is released and it'll just inhabit something else.
And then you can... Another explosive.
He cannot die, Aaron.
Also, you talked about I can control my body. Not if the body's blown up. It's not.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I like Aaron's
There's a reason he's immortal.
Sabine Wren. She's a member of the highly renowned Mandalorian clan Wren, and she was sent to the Imperial Academy as basically like to ensure their loyalty. There, she was a phenomenal genius and invented a weapon for the Empire that she didn't realize was actually going to get put into use. And then once it did get started to get built, she sabotaged it and left and became a bounty hunter.
Wait, she helped with the Death Star?
No, it's not.
What was it then?
I'll get to that in a moment.
Wait, is it another secret Empire weapon that they apparently have?
It's tailored to... Okay. I'll get to that when it...
How many of these things did I have, Aaron?
This too came many. Back to bite her. So I'll get to that when it gets down to the point where it came back to bite her.
That's did she like die? Their only purpose. No,
she's still alive. She's probably going to be in the Ahsoka series.
Ooh.
She's probably alive during Rise of Skywalker. She's probably on the Ghost during the
battle. Is she Embo now?
Probably.
Embo.
She left, worked as a bounty hunter, and sometime later joined the Phoenix Squadron, the Spectres, with all of the main characters.
I'm familiar
Rebels.
With Phoenix.
Huh?
What?
I should also mention that she is a... after she left all of that and the Imperial Academy and stuff, the Mandalorians rejected her. And
as they do.
Yeah, they rejected her to basically appease the Empire. And rejected her and like hated her and said she's not a Mandalorian anymore. And she's like, fine then. She reforged her armor to maximize mobility while still maintaining absolute protection. Her armor also changes all the times because she is an artist. So her armor and her hair constantly
So not
dies.
Much of a fighter then?
No, she's absolutely a fighter.
She's a lover, not a fighter.
No, she's not
a flower lover. Child.
No.
Why are you trying to talk so bad about this lady?
Well, Aaron did that shit. About my immortal god.
Your don't guy also didn't show up in a direct appearance though. In canon, Hayden.
Yeah. Well, hold on now. What do you mean I can't talk about some people's creativity? His creativity was in the form of creating fire monsters.
That's non-productive
creativity. Yeah, but it kills people, doesn't it?
That's why it's non-productive.
He's a Sith Lord. He do what he want.
Anyway.
Moving on.
He was the Dark Lord of the Sith, my
Shut
dude.
Shut up!
No. No.
Anyway, she reforged her armor. The only part she did not reforge was the helmet, because that's a very important part of Mandalorian culture, and it was given to her by her mother. And she was constantly upgrading, innovating her armor and all of her materials. And since she is very good with mechanical and chemical engineering, mind you, she creates all of her own bombs. The only bombs she does use that are not hers are thermal detonators. And she personally modifies those.
Good for her.
This means she has almost around 100 different variants of bombs. Later on, she was with all of them people and all that. She eventually found Maul's Darksaber. And received formal lightsaber training from Kanan Jarrus, Jedi Knight, and was able to use this to defeat Gar Saxon. When Gar Saxon showed, it was very complicated. But she beat Gar Saxon in a duel and started rallying the people of Mandalore against the Empire. She eventually would give it to Bo-Katan after a successful victory, because Bo-Katan was like a hero during that fight. Mm-hmm. She gave it to her because she realized the Mandalorians, half of them hated her for working with the Empire, half of them hated her for being against the Empire.
Look at it. Fire monster.
There's that man's spine. He's all spine, actually.
Okay.
But Sabine gave it to Bo-Katan, and this is mostly because of the weapon. The weapon that she created targeted Beskar armor. With electric bolts that would superheat the person inside.
Oh, wow.
Leaving only the Beskar.
You know what would be nice, though?
Wow.
If you were in that armor. If you were made of fire.
That's really dumb.
That wouldn't make that doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what to tell you.
But whenever they tried to remake it, she was able to, within a couple minutes, reprogram it to ignore Beskar armor. And target stormtrooper armor. And she also was able to get it to not be lethal, but to actually just cause a lot of electrical pain. Until she was able to destroy it and destroy all files to it. You know how Mandalorian Din Djarin is very traditionalist, Mando?
Yes.
And then he hated Bo-Katan.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was not traditionalist?
Yes.
Bo-Katan doesn't like Sabine because she is so non-traditional.
Oh, wow.
Sabine basically...
Is she even a Mandalorian?
No, not... She's a Mandalorian in name only. They rejected her, so she rejected their ways as well. Such as she should have killed Gar Saxon, but she... he demanded it as the Mandalorian way, and she told him that's maybe the Mandalorian way, but it's
maybe
not my way.
Maybe she should have, man.
She's not a Mandalorian. She's a rebel.
Nah, maybe she should have killed him.
Well, her mom killed him shortly after because he tried to kill her. So, anyway, she fought against the Empire for several years, secured and held Lothal throughout all of that. And after the Empire fell, she left with Ahsoka to go find Ezra. Her weapons include the blaster pistols, which she's so good at aiming that she could hit, she could bullseye and target from sniper distance with them. It has on several occasions. She also has wielded the Darksaber. She also includes gadgets like jetpack, wrist repulsors, grappling lines, which is also made of plasma, not made of a cable, so that she still has it afterwards. It can break with the lightsaber, but she has an infinite supply. Paralyzing darts, a buckler shield, flamethrower, wrist blasters, wrist electrical blasters, thermal detonators, explosive tape, explosive paint, which, because she uses a lot of spray paint. One of the her spray paint tags are explosive sometimes.
You can stop.
No.
What?
No way. No.
What?
I should also, for more to convince Hayden, this guy has not been around, has been around before Darth was a thing. The Mandalorians, if they existed when he was there, did not have the gadgets they have. She has more gadgets than the Mandalorians during the
Empire. I never said anything about him fighting Mandalorians, though.
So he doesn't know what a Mandalorian is?
But she's not a Mandalorian.
She's more innovative than him. She's more innovative than a Mandalorian.
It don't matter. He have a lightsaber.
She's more skilled than most Mandalorians. He has
a lightsaber and can't die.
Yeah, the Mandalorians he die.
Fought he people cannot with die.
Constantly. Well, he did. I kill him.
He can get exploded.
This is dumb. Over and over again.
No,
he
it's is not.
Immortal. His name.
No, it's not.
His title Dude. Is immortal.
Do you remember Mr. Immortal?
That guy was a joke. Okay.
Yeah, that's your guy's a joke.
No, this that guy just... that guy was a joke.
He can die over and over again, yeah.
I have valid reasoning.
What is your reasoning?
Him. Yes, please. Okay.
So my reasoning is I totally understand what you are saying. That he can transfer his
essence and his soul.
And his soul to places. Okay. Yes. But if we are going off of the same basis that we went off of with our last podcast or our last section, we said that they had prep time, right? And is she or is she not smart?
Sometimes. She's extremely intelligent.
She's extremely intelligent and she can create things, correct?
Supposedly.
Yes. So is it crazy to think that she could create a way?
Yes.
Okay. So even if she created a way to trap his essence and stop him, does that not count as him losing? She doesn't
have force powers.
But Mandalorians have killed force power.
Oh, Aaron,
force users.
Aaron,
Hayden.
She's not a Mandalorian. You said that yourself.
She's a Mandalorian. Hayden.
No, you said name only.
Because she's more she's not a Mandalorian because she's more innovative than Mandalorian.
This is stupid.
She's also more skilled than most Mandalorians.
Oh my gosh. Just take the L, man.
I also want to mention her tag for the Phoenix Squadron eventually becomes the Rebel Alliance logo.
Oh, okay.
In which she created a tag in like early part of the Empire that continued for like 40 years.
Wow.
As the like symbol of hope in the galaxy. It's like good half the parts that like come up like wings.
Mm-hmm.
Where the three squares are was a phoenix head. The three wings are from Saw Gerrera's group, known as the Partisans. That was their logo. They combined both of them to make the Rebel Alliance.
Oh. Okay, moving on.
Next. Let's go to Chiru versus Ventress.
God damn.
Hayden, you probably want to go first. I have a lot written on Asajj.
I have Chiru, who is that guy from Rogue One.
Yes, one of the Guardians of the Wills.
The blind guy.
Sure.
You. I'll show you a picture. Hold on.
Yeah.
He was that blind guy that had the staff that was always saying... I'm the force. The force is with me.
Yeah, he always. I'm one
with the force. The force is with me. I'm one with the force. The force is with me.
Besides that, this is a bad description. Most blind people have staffs.
Yeah, look at
that. Oh, that guy.
Yes,
that guy's so nice.
You remember that guy, right?
Yeah,
okay. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he died on Scarif, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but was also able to walk through some like blaster fire from elite stormtroopers without getting hit. Man. So that's cool.
But they're stormtroopers.
Elite stormtroopers.
I understand. Hayden, you know I'm here for raising stormtroopers up.
Show some respect to the stormtroopers, man. Mm. You know?
I mean, don't respect their morals.
No, no, I mean, no. I mean, well, they're like the basic stormtroopers are just getting told what to do.
They're mostly brainwashed.
Yeah. All right. So even though he was blind, he was able to use the Force to be probably the best fighter in Rogue One.
Yeah.
Now, I wrote that down. And Aaron, do you think he used the Force?
He uses the Force in a different way than
Victoria,
the Jedi.
Do you think he uses the Force?
I'm going to say that he is sensitive to the Force.
He has no Force powers at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's
supposedly like had no Force abilities. That's all skill, my dudes.
Okay.
All right. So he just used a staff and a bowcaster thing to defeat countless enemies. Now, my problem with this, because when you watch him use the bowcaster thing, he, like, shoots down a ship, right?
Shoots down a TIE fighter, yeah.
Yeah. How the hell? You don't tell me he doesn't have Force powers.
Yeah.
Wikipedia.
He definitely had. I disagree with Wikipedia.
He definitely had Force powers.
Unless
I feel like
what they would probably say is that he heard it coming.
No.
And was able to just guess where it was.
One shot? No.
I feel like he had Force powers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you could say that he was unaware of his Force powers, but I feel like saying that he completely didn't have Force powers is just like, that doesn't make sense.
I feel like it manifested in a different way than it would a Jedi.
Yeah.
Because Jedi have it trained a certain way. Probably trained himself to use it a different way.
I could see that.
So we're going to say that he has Force powers.
Okay.
So on Scarif, well, first of all, man wastes countless stormtroopers in this movie as a blind man with a staff. Just wasting stormtroopers like they're paper soldiers if you're in your Drax the Destroyer. Okay? So, on Scarif, continues to waste dudes. Right? But, you know, we get into the end, and spoiler alert, everybody dies. And his death is pretty sad.
It's really sad, and it's really beautiful deaths.
Yes. But his death's pretty sad. Like, he has to, like, flip a switch, right, to turn on the basically electricity.
to get the signal over to Bodhi.
Yeah. So he had to go flip a switch, and the switch was like across a courtyard, and everybody was like dying trying to get to the switch.
Everybody.
Because they were fighting like death troopers.
Yeah.
And death troopers don't play.
No.
So he just starts saying his little "I'm one with the Force" thing, like his little Force prayer.
Yeah.
And like slowly just walks across, calm as you like, until he gets there and is able to flip the switch. So if we're saying he uses Force powers, we're saying that he redirected the blaster bolts around it.
That is not what we're saying.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That's how it
would, how that, I be, would that be that? Hard to believe?
How I interpreted that was the Force was like helping him, not in like in a way of luck and fortune. The Force was helping him walk where they weren't shooting.
He walked in a straight line, slow, yes, and at a normal pace.
Yeah, is that hard to believe?
Is that harder to believe than, is mine harder to believe than what you just said?
Yes.
How?
Because he never used telekinetic powers before.
Victoria.
Yes.
Who is mine harder to believe than his?
I would say that I am leaning more towards Aaron's than I am yours. I'm not saying it's harder to believe, but just, like, based off of, like, what we've decided about him and being sensitive to the Force, I feel like Aaron's makes more sense to the situation.
So it's, like, helping the probability. Like, Wanda throwing probability hexes. So that it's more likely that he's not going to get hit.
Yeah.
But he didn't get hit at all.
Well, yes. Yeah.
The Force is his ally.
I mean, like, he is blind.
Yes. Right?
So it's basically that play on, you know, your other senses are heightened situation. And, like, your other senses being heightened doesn't mean you have, like, powers. It just means that, like, it helps you get through things. So, like, I would align more with Aaron that, like, him being more sensitive, or even if we're going to say Force sensitive, he was able to know where to step without being hit.
See, my problem here is, Aaron, you said we would agree that he uses the Force.
In a much but different way. But you will
not say
the Force that isn't that about very moving.
Simple Force power is impossible. A it's possibility not about for what happened.
Also, redirecting plasma bolts is not a simple thing. Force isn't about moving rocks, Hayden.
Well, it could be the Force could be pushing their barrels, which is way easier than redirecting blaster bolts, right?
What barrels?
From the stormtroopers.
Oh, like put their the blaster barrels.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's more just like making them like kind of shoot off. Just like whenever you have an off, you like
but a, it did, so
a couple minutes where you're just not. I can't
is he consciously anything. Doing that or no?
I don't think it's conscious.
Fuck! this is some hypocrite shit.
What?
I don't think it's hypocritical. What?
This is so hypocritical.
It is not hypocritical at all.
This entire episode's ass. No, I don't want to be here anymore,
dude. If this wasn't your character, you would totally agree with what we were saying.
Yeah, but right he now. Is my character. So. Okay. And also, the stupid immortal Sith bullshit that you've just pulled and do now you're not, doing this. Now you're going here? Are you kidding me right now?
Do not bring back up your weird fire monster that doesn't even light people on fire. He doesn't light and people on fire. Fire.
And he was immortal.
He doesn't
are
even
you
do,
kidding me?
He doesn't even do cool what things word with would his you fire. Want? I want him to set people on fire. Duh.
Shuri can also manage his heart rate using skill, not the Force.
That one is also very cool.
That is cool.
Move on.
I have a Smudge Ventress.
Whatever.
she's Dathomirian, a Night Sister. I should also mention Darth Maul and Savage came from Dathomir. Mm. And Dathomir is also a matriarchy.
Ooh, I like a matriarchy.
Yeah. And Asajj came from the clan of Night Sisters with the planetary matriarch.
Don't hit me.
I'll hit you again.
I've already been verbally abused here tonight. Stop physically abusing me.
get ready for some sadness. Emotional sadness here.
Stop the torture whenever you want.
She was born among the Night Sisters, but after pirates started terrorizing Dathomir, she had to be given away to protect the overall clan from basically bombardment. She was given the pirates. The person that she was giving it to, the criminal that she was given to.
Hondo?
No. Damn. He was a Weequay. No, he wasn't Weequay. He kept her as a slave. Eventually, pirates showed up and killed him. Killed that a-hole.
Hondo?
No.
not damn. Hondo.
Hondo doesn't really coincide with her. I don't think that much.
I will continue to believe.
Okay. It would be great to see that, because she doesn't have a sense of humor. Anyway, because she's been through way too much.
All he has is a sense of humor.
And alcohol.
Hey, and that monkey thing.
Yeah, the Kowakian monkey lizard.
Yeah, that stupid thing.
Yes. She was saved from the pirates by Jedi Knight Kai Narek, who was stranded on that world. That was constantly played by pirates and all that. While they were both stranded there, he raised and taught her the Jedi ways. And after a decade of defending the planet from pirates, he was killed. She gave into her anger, took up his lightsaber. And
wasn't this in the Clone Wars?
Yes, in like glimpses, and then killed most of the pirates. But until one of the warlords captured her, she was like 14 or something at the time. Captured her and then had her go as a gladiator, and fighting gladiators.
14-year-olds?
Yeah, until she was like in her 20s, probably.
Did she fight Chrysanthemum?
I think Chrysanthemum showed up later.
Damn.
So maybe not.
Hondo.
Black Chrysanthemum?
Yeah, from Boba Fett.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
He's great.
So Count Dooku went to one of these gladiatorial shows and saw this like 17-year-old. Of course
he does. He seems like the kind of guy that would frequent that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, shut up.
He'd make bets too.
He's one of them rich assholes.
you know the type.
And he saw this like 17-year-old with two lightsabers just murdering people. And decided,
I'm going to make lightsabers.
I need an apprentice.
In the gladiatorial arena.
She's also a Night Sister.
Who decided that was a good idea?
Apparently the people that captured Cal Kestis in that one level.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That was so fucking weird. That level made no sense. The Axiom. And you only could do it once.
And then you had bounty hunters coming after you.
Oh, that was so fucking weird.
I died. I didn't even win that arena.
Yeah, you had to.
I didn't.
Okay.
They kicked me out. It was so bad.
Okay. During the Clone Wars, after being trained by Count Dooku, she acted as the top assassin for the Separatists. Until Sidious got jealous of her power and had Dooku cast her aside. She returned to the Night Sisters. Her and Mother Talzin, then Matriarch of Dathomir, had this whole plot that created
Savage. I thought Dooku tried to kill her.
Dooku abandoned her on an exploding ship.
So then I guess, yes, he tried to kill her.
Her and Mother Talzin's plot was to create Savage Opress. Savage got loose.
We've been over that guy.
Yeah, we've talked about him.
Yeah, Savage got loose. And then all that, she returned to the Night Sisters. General Grievous attacked Dathomir and murdered all of the Night Sisters, except for three. Ventress, Mother Talzin.
Personally, or?
No, like his droids.
How?
I know, right?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I know,
How did the droids kill the Night Sisters?
There was more of the droids, and then once he killed like the Night Sister that was making all the Night Sister zombies. Real thing. I am not exaggerating. All the zombies died again. And then it was only like 20 Night Sisters left, and they just got mowed down.
By the droids.
Yeah. The only other one, only other Night Sister that survived was a little kid. Hiding, scared, named Marin, who would later become one of Cal's best friends.
Lady friend.
Yeah. She's also the literal gnome.
They're friends in the same way that Aaron and Yaddle are friends.
Oh my god.
Me and Yaddle aren't friends.
I'm gonna tell Yaddle you said that. Good.
Where is
we'll
she?
We'll see her later, man. She won. She'll be back.
Okay.
Anyway. She, very heartbroken about all of this, went on to become a bounty hunter, taking her first job with Boba Fett, Dengar, and Bosk, among other people.
That is a dope group, man.
Yeah, it is. It was child Boba Fett, too.
No
rules?
Boba was still the leader of the group, though.
Wait, because the other two are vibing.
Are the other three vibing?
She continued to work as a bounty hunter, eventually capturing Ahsoka whenever she was on the run and being framed for an explosion.
Can you stop?
I'll get into that in literally the next matchup.
You can stop.
Okay, I just want to get through the biography.
Yeah.
Because this is...
You're still in the biography.
So much happens to her, it's ridiculous.
Well, skip.
Big events.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So all that happened. She lost her lightsabers during that event. Had to get a new yellow lightsaber on the black market. Continued to work as a bounty hunter.
Black market.
Until she met Quinlan Vos whenever he was trying to murder Count Dooku. The two of them fell in love. Quinlan fell to the dark side. She went to the Jedi Temple. Got assigned personally by the Jedi Council to go kill Count Dooku. Went in there. Fought Quinlan. Helped him come back to the dark side. And then
light side.
Come back to the light side. Refused to give in to the dark side and sacrificed herself for Quinlan and was killed by Dooku, which is really a way of fate to just give her the middle finger. That she got killed by Dooku. It's what a satisfying because she didn't get it into the dark side.
Yeah.
But it's not satisfying because Dooku was just an a-hole.
Was this in Clone Wars?
It was in the deleted arc.
Oh.
Mm. It's in Dark Disciple, though.
Okay.
Yeah, that's her.
Yay.
Yay.
Who wins?
She lived the sad life as a Night Sister, a slave, a gladiator, a Sith assassin.
Aaron, what's her name?
Asajj Ventress. Assassin, a Night Sister, a bounty hunter, and... A general force user.
A Jedi assassin.
Hired by the Jedi.
Contracted Jedi assassin.
Yes.
Okay, last one.
This one's the big one.
Yay. I might win.
Yeah, Luminara Unduli versus Barriss Offee. I'll go ahead and go first here.
Wait, isn't
that... I have Barriss.
Isn't that her...
apprentice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has my apprentice. Can I at least win this one?
Yeah, we have Master and Apprentice.
Is the Jedi who sold out Ahsoka.
Hold on, I'll get to it.
Hold on. Is this a Sith situation?
No, they're Jedis.
So then there's no rule of two, so you have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah.
So, Barriss. She joined the Jedi Order and became an apprentice to Luminara Unduli, Hayden's character. She was sent to the Geonosian Arena. To fight in the battle and fought in the Battle of Geonosis.
Could have saved a lot of heart if she had just died.
But she didn't. 200 Jedi were sent to the Geonosian Arena. Most of them Jedi Masters. And only 30 lived.
Including Luminara Unduli.
Yes, including Luminara Unduli. But also a young Padawan named Barriss Offee. Survived both the Geonosian Arena and the Battle of Geonosis.
Yeah.
She met and befriended Ahsoka during the second battle of Geonosis when they were destroying the main droid factory of Geonosis. And during that, her and Ahsoka got on a ship with some zombie things. That was a weird thing.
It was a weird episode. Yeah, moving on.
She eventually got infected until Ahsoka found a way to kill the worms infecting everybody. Yeah. She does bad morals this one. until Ahsoka found a way to kill the worms and save everybody.
Even then, you could see she was like, there's something up to her. Mm-hmm. You know,
she became a Jedi Knight.
Good for her.
She became disillusioned. She became very angry with the Jedi, especially the Jedi Council and their role in the Clone Wars. And she saw them as fostering violence. Mm-hmm. And that the Jedi way has become purely violence now. And decided to answer this by setting off a bomb in the Jedi Temple. Because you answer violence with violence.
And?
Framed Ahsoka Tano.
What?
Her closest friend in the Order.
No, that's not okay.
Anakin should have killed her.
He probably was about Vader, to. He did.
Yeah, and I'm glad.
But she framed Ahsoka for it. Right before Ahsoka's conviction, literally at the last second. Anakin brought her in and she confessed. Her betrayal led to Ahsoka leaving the Jedi Order. She's a practitioner of Form 3. She knows how to use two lightsabers. She blew single, but she also uses Ventress's red lightsabers because she stole them from her. Whenever Ventress captured Ahsoka, Ventress thought Ahsoka was coming back. And then Barriss threw a barrel at her head and knocked her out and then took her lightsabers and then went and fought Ahsoka, which it was an even duel. No winner. And then that whole
child
thing,
Ahsoka.
Yeah. That was Ahsoka whenever she, like, at the prime of her...
Apprenticeship?
The prime
of her apprenticeship?
Dude, you know she was better than most Jedi Knights.
The prime of her apprenticeship?
She was better than most Jedi Knights. She also was able to memorize an extremely complex layout of a hive, underground hive of on Geonosis, without actually being there. She memorized it via hologram. Survived all that. She lasted pretty long against a very mad
Shut
Anakin.
Up.
She lasted
Shut
very long.
Up.
She was also able to Anakin had her original lightsaber and his lightsaber, fighting two blades on two blades. She disarmed him of her lightsaber.
Yeah.
And then Anakin.
Good for her.
Then she threw him out. Then the two of them went through a window, and then he got even more mad. And yeah, it's Anakin.
Hey,
Luminara.
Done?
Yeah, I'm done.
I have her master.
Okay.
Who is actually a Jedi master. Survived Order 66. As a clone commander.
She did not survive.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Did you do this research? I didn't think so. Shut up. Shut up.
I know what
Shut up.
I know what happened to her in the end, Hayden.
Okay, she survived Order... Shut up. She survived Order 66, but was then executed by Palpatine.
Fair enough.
And then, she's just to prove how... Shut up! So then, just to prove how powerful she was, they used her bones to attract Jedi through the Force. Because her bones radiated Force power years after she had died.
Really?
Yes.
That was...
Did you know that?
Yeah. It
was Shut up.
That was... in Rebels' first season, it was still kind of dipping the water, still being like child-friendly and all that. And then Episode 10, they just threw that out there. And like you got to see Luminara's dead body. And how haunting that was.
That's weird.
Yeah, just took a sudden turn.
Yeah, she was extremely powerful, and few could match her power in Jedi Order.
I have one argument, so whenever you're ready.
How are you going to argue with this, Aaron?
There's one argument here. I can already think of a counter-argument.
She was able to duel Asajj Ventress with one eye impaired and not having the high ground, which we all know how important that is. Yeah. She survived order. She technically survived Order 66 with the clones, but was captured by Vader and executed by Palpatine.
She was on Kashyyyk, though.
Yes.
How'd she get off Kashyyyk?
There were clones there, my dude.
She was in the front lines.
Maybe she went back to the Jedi Temple.
On Kashyyyk?
No, you said how did she get off Kashyyyk? I said maybe she found a way and went back to the Jedi Temple. What is your stupid argument?
So Ventress pretty much won that fight against Luminara.
With one eye.
Yeah. Caused by Ventress. Ventress cut a pipe and then it hurt, and then it like harmed her eye. But Ventress effectively won that fight. That was early on in Ventress's career. And she was noted to get better throughout the Clone Wars. Barriss Offee, as we have stated, got the jump on Ventress and knocked her out by throwing a barrel at her head. So
surprise attack. The attack of a coward.
I'm not going to deny that she's a coward.
Exactly. Are we talking about a lady who blew up the Jedi Temple?
Ventress.
How does that make you feel?
Ventress.
Do you condone that?
Beat Luminara.
And do you Barriss condone?
Beat Ventress.
Do you condone her blowing up, trying to blow up
the Jedi Temple? Of course, Luminara was also. It was a random bout of arrogance with Luminara. But either way.
Dude, Luminara was widely considered to be one of the strongest Jedi of her time.
Mm. Yes.
By many.
Yes.
And this is her apprentice.
Hmm.
Where did you think she learned all of her stuff?
Perseverance.
Nope. All right. Victoria, do you have any questions?
No.
This one's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Who wins?
I'm going to go with Luminara.
Good choice.
Good.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, no.
Fuck your character, Aaron. She sucks.
Yeah, she does. No. She framed Ahsoka.
Yeah, literally, you just saying the thing about Ahsoka was the end-all be-all for me.
It was the end-all be-all for me.
She sucks.
I was like, die, ho.
I hope Vader killed her nice and slow, like.
Whoa. It's getting close to Sith stuff.
I don't give a shit. He was a Sith, Aaron.
I'm saying he probably did, but you shouldn't be trying to condone that.
Framed Ahsoka after setting up a bomb in the Jedi Temple.
She's probably dead. I'm sure she's probably justice. Dead. I'm sure
she faced what justice. Is justice when you talk about Darth Vader?
A long death.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't like this episode. Yeah, I would like to point that out of them right now. I do not like this episode. I am not a fan.
Because you're a loser?
No, because you guys were mean to me today.
Everyone's mean to you every day.
The Sith was immortal, Victoria.
He
was immortal.
Like he was immortal.
Like just we haven't killed off immortal not people only was before.
He
immortal,
he could create a like body of fire that had a lightsaber that could kill people.
Let it go.
Deadpool lost.
He was fighting a child.
Yeah, Deadpool lost, and Deadpool he's immortal. Loses.
Deadpool wasn't in our tournament.
Okay. Thor lost.
Yeah, he did.
Tune in next time. Thor. Shaak Ti versus Ty York. Aayla Secura versus General Grievous. Pre Vizsla versus Kanan Jarrus.
And this is the last.
Darth Vishit versus Ki-Adi Mundi.
Yes. This is the last of the first round. We're finally out of the first. It's taken fucking forever, I feel like.
It always takes so long.
Yeah, it's going to get considerably faster after this.
Yeah.
And we're finally out of the first round after next episode, which will actually, that'll be in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it will.
Yes.
Yeah. Next week will be a special episode with me and Victoria.
Yeah, because it's spring break.
Y'all bringing back two mics?
Yes.
Nice.
What are we going to talk about? We don't know.
Oh, y'all haven't, yeah.
We never do. We just vibe.
Vibing,
yeah. All right, but yeah, so we'll see you guys next week with two mics and then Nerdament in 2 weeks.
Yeah, hit us up on all of the socials. And the comments and everything.
Yep. Comments and everything.
Yeah, tell you us might if be y'all able to come on the show. Tell us if you think Endedu should have won.
Who's with me?
But she's shown it.
Endedu should have won, right?
And tell us y'all's.
Nope.
Yes, tell one vote us for Endedu. Y'all's
thoughts on the Kenobi trailer and the Lego Skywalker saga.
It's time for you to watch the Kenobi trailer.
I will watch it, obviously.
Obviously.
It's not like you'll let me live without watching it.
You're probably right. Exactly. Especially after this episode.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, she might not wake up tomorrow.
What?
What?
Don't be saying that.
Don't threaten me on the air. Wait until later.
I wouldn't have done it. I would have paid Phoebe to do it.
Okay. Anywho, we'll it's see time for week. Us to go. Hayden's getting innocent. Weird. He needs to go take his medicine.
Yeah. Hayden I haven't taken it in a couple weeks, so.
Hayden just needs to calm down for a bit.
Nope.
Well,
we'll see y'all next week.
I'm as calm as could be.
We're gonna leave now, Hayden.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.